Welcome to the August 22nd virtual service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by Worship Associates Victoria Taylor and Alyssa Short, with technical support by Worship Associate Stephen Henninger. As we prepare for our first hybrid service, eight congregants reflect on the ways that our UUC community has supported them during the pandemic.
Good morning. My name is Victoria Taylor, and welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley. This morning, Stephen Henninger and Alyssa Short and I will be leading service. Our settled minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, is still out on her summer vacation. However, next Sunday, she will be here for our annual Water Communion Ingathering. And it will be held both in person at the meeting house, COVID willing, and on Zoom. You may contribute to this service by either sending pictures of you in or with water to Rev Pam, or by bringing an offering of water to the sanctuary with you next Sunday. There are also many other opportunities to meet virtually or on the grounds throughout the week. You can look at the calendar on our website for times, locations, and Zoom links and contact information. Today, the anti-racism group is meeting at 1 p.m. And if you haven't met these folks, they're a really inspiring and forward-thinking group of people. They're reading the book, The Sum of Us. The link to that is in the announcements. Additionally, if you have a joy or a sorrow that you would like shared aloud this morning, you will find a link in the chat to fill out as well. And Alyssa Short has arranged for us to have a candle lighting ritual, so that you can look forward to that later in the service.
Good morning. I'm Alyssa Short, one of your worship associates this morning. When we originally started planning this morning's service, we had envisioned standing at the threshold of in-person togetherness, while also expanding the definition of togetherness by using the tools and technology we had learned over the past year and a half to continue welcoming congregants who live over the mountain or across the globe, as well as taking care to keep our unvaccinated and immune-compromised community members safe, because we are a people of different bodies and different comfort zones. We thought that we were at the threshold of not normalcy and definitely not returning to the status quo, but perhaps a little more ease and certainty. However, today we find ourselves at yet another uncertain point, which rather than a solid milestone, feels like loose gravel slipping under our feet. So this morning, we will take a moment to collectively look back on the year and a half that we have gone through together and apart, while also taking stock of a present reality that might not look as we had hoped it would look by now. We will be guided by the words of eight of our congregants whose offerings are truly gifts. They will help us remember, reflect, process, and continue to find our way through clouds of uncertainty. Borrowing a phrase from activist Alicia Garza, our speakers will serve as our lights in the storm. Rather than write a standalone reflection of my own, I've woven my reflections throughout the introductions, because serving as your facilitator has been awesome, and thank you so much for entrusting me with the task. Our first speaker today is Denise Martin. I originally met Denise when she was working on the UUC grounds, which she is often doing. I will always associate her with the beauty and abundance of our lush gardens. And if you don't yet know Denise, you are about to find out why. Let us open up our hearts to Denise and allow her seeds of hope and healing to be planted within each of us.
Good morning. When Alyssa emailed me and asked me if I'd be willing to share my experience of how UUC has supported me throughout the pandemic, I had to think about how I could possibly say everything in under 3 minutes. Now, I've always been somewhat of a spiritual nomad. I've been a part of a few different spiritual groups, wandering in and out as I saw fit. I wasn't sure how I was going to find a new spiritual home when I moved here in 2018. And then 2020 happened. Now, I've always spent a lot of time by myself, so I figured the stay-at-home order would be a piece of cake. My time had finally come. And it was for a while. But eventually, we all need people. In July of 2020, I worked up the courage to fill out the visitor's card. Like so many of us, Isabel Burney was my first contact. She emailed me and said, "You know, there's a ground work party this Saturday. Do you want to come?" And I thought, okay, why not? If I don't like it, I can always leave. That was the day I realized that I had found my people. I was introduced to Susan Baker, who oversees the ground ministry. I offered to help out in the garden, even though I knew absolutely nothing about gardening. From that day, I have been welcomed into the ground ministry. Susan, George, Joe, Amanda, and all the others who work on the ground have taken me under their wing and taught me not just about the garden, but also about how to be in a community and how to support each other. Being a part of this wonderful team allowed me to participate in a way that was perfect for me. I was able to meet people as they would come to walk around the ground. And I was able to spend time outside by myself. I've learned so much about gardening, but I've learned more about what it means to be of service. I want to thank not only Susan and the other ground people, but also all the flowers, trees, bees, and even the mulch pile that never seemed to go down, no matter how much we spread it. They all have sustained me and enriched me in ways that I could never have imagined. I found a community of kind, generous, loving people who have supported me and each other through very difficult times. Thank you.
And now, if you have a candle or a chalice at home, please light them and with me say the words. The chalice is the symbol of our liberal religion. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service.
Now I have the honor of sharing words written by congregant Catherine Copeland. I got to know Catherine throughout the pandemic, and I always appreciated her grounded, thoughtful, and compassionate perspective during a very challenging year. Let us hold space for Catherine's reflection. She shares, "I am so grateful to all those in UUC who have worked to make services and meetings available by Zoom. While meeting by Zoom, of course, does not give the same sensation as meeting in person, it is and has been a way to keep and make new connections. And in the case of the small breakout groups after Sunday services, this has been a lovely way to meet and talk with new people. And when the occasional technical glitch happens, it's all okay, no apologies needed. I am grateful for everyone who shares thoughtfully. And Catherine, we are grateful for your sharing." Now, what a pleasure to introduce our next speaker, Sarah Dalton. Sarah is a new member of the UUC and joined us without ever having experienced worship inside the sanctuary. I had imagined this experience to feel like existing on the edges. However, even during a pandemic, Sarah has beautifully woven herself into this community in so many ways. finding solace and providing solace for others. Sarah, we meet your words with deep listening.
Good morning. This UUC community has been invaluable to me during the pandemic. A lifeline, a lifesaver, you might say. I presently live in a beautiful yet rather remote area, rural area, about an hour and a half from the UU church. There is very limited broadband in my area. And when the pandemic hit and all the local groups quit gathering, there was no way to connect visually with our local community groups. One of my local book groups tried Zoom, but only a few of us were able to connect. My husband is immunocompromised, and so we limited our in-person contacts to very few people, and those meetings were outside. But it does get cold here in the wintertime. So via Zoom, I turn to UUC. Here I have found spiritual reflection and renewal in the Sunday services, social contact in coffee hour, relaxation in the meditation group, intellectual stimulation in the conversations on faith book group, information and dialogue with like-minded people in the anti-racism group, in-depth discussion and discovery in Soul Matters, and in the women's lunch group, that which can only be found in a sisterhood of women. When spring approached and we were fully vaccinated and felt safe venturing out a bit more, actually being with small groups of friends in person, I found that I could let some of my Zoom groups go. And I did. I did leave two non-local book groups. However, it never occurred to me for a minute to leave any of my UUC groups. I realized that these people, these activities, these groups are integral to who I am and how I want to live my life. And so not only has the UUC community been a support to me during the pandemic, I know that it provides much of what is essential to me ongoing. To those of you who have put together and figured out the logistics of these Zoom sessions, thank you. And to all of you in this congregation who make this such a vibrant and welcoming community, thank you. I am grateful for each of you.
As we are grateful for you, Sarah, thank you for that heartfelt reflection. In lieu of a congregational covenant this morning, I'd like to share with you the words by the late Hope Johnson, a beloved minister from New York, who served as the congregational life consultant for our region. She prepared these words for the General Assembly in 2013 in Louisville, Kentucky. Perhaps some of you were there. We are one, a diverse group of proudly kindred spirits, here not by coincidence, but because we choose to journey together. We are active and proactive. We care deeply. We live our love as best we can. We are one, working, eating, laughing, playing, singing, storytelling, sharing, and rejoicing, getting to know each other, taking risks, opening up, questioning, seeking, searching, trying to understand, struggling, making mistakes, paying attention, asking questions, listening, living our answers, learning to love our neighbors, learning to love ourselves, apologizing and forgiving with humility, and being forgiven through grace, creating the beloved community together. We are one.
Let us welcome Amy Pruden to the center of our virtual stage. While planning this service, Stephen expressed his appreciation for Amy's cerebral thoughtfulness, and I am so excited to learn from her this morning. Amy also served on the Strategic Planning Committee, through which she held patient, attentive space for congregant feedback. She held space for us, and now it is our privilege to do the same for Amy. Welcome, Amy.
Well, thank you so much. I'm really fortunate to have this opportunity to share with you all. And I'm fortunate to have grown up as a UU. My home church was in Toledo, Ohio. And later in college, I attended in Cincinnati, Ohio. And now I've been attending here in the New River Valley, where I've been a member for nearly 13 years. And I've always found great solace in our Sunday service. For me, it's a moment to unplug from the hectic day-to-day world and my never-ending to-do list and connect with the UU community. And knowing that I am not alone and that the people who show up here time and time again on a Sunday morning are people who are here because they care. And that's always brought me great peace. Of course, when the pandemic hit, the notion of us sitting together in our beautiful sanctuary, sharing moments together, holding hands as we watch the seasons change through the picture windows, suddenly changed. Like so many of our other day-to-day activities, we shifted our meetings to Zoom. And at first, I wasn't sure how that was going to work, but I soon discovered there were many advantages for me. As a partner in a high-intensity dual-career marriage with two very active and busy children, in pre-pandemic times, I could rarely find the time to make it to barely any of the incredible activities and discussions and support groups sponsored by our church and Lifespan Faith Development. But with the convenience of Zoom, I found that I could suddenly work in the time to pop into a midweek gathering or participate in various discussion groups. I especially appreciated the discussion groups over the past year. The opportunity to gather in covenant and engage in meaningful conversations where people shared what they really think and sought to find common ground. That was truly sacred to me. And I realized that Zoom probably isn't for everyone, and maybe not everyone had as positive of an experience as me. But I do think that regardless, however we managed to continue doing what we were doing through the pandemic has taught us the value of perseverance. And that with perseverance comes growth and opportunity. Now that we're hopefully moving to a hybrid format in the coming months, folks are going to have the opportunity to choose what works for them. Our eyes have been open to the multimodal ways in which we can connect. And we are not alone. In my mind, we're more connected than ever. And given the state of the world, the bonds that we have built between and amongst us will be more important than ever. We need to remember that, above all, we're a community that cares. We've been in and apparently continue to dwell in dark times. And this brought to my mind the words of UU Ralph Waldo Emerson, "When it is dark enough, you can see the stars."
Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Amy. We are indeed a community that cares, and these are indeed some troubling and perhaps dark times. However, as a community that cares, we can show our care by our offering. This congregation gives half of its offering to a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week, our recipient is the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee, whose members have already been in contact with our partners in Haiti to assess and respond to the pressing needs following the terrible earthquake. Rather than me talk about it, We're going to share a video from the UUSC. If you need to know how to share, you can check in the chat through or use our Give Plus app, or even text FUND to 844-909-2617.
Thank you, friends, for this opportunity to share a word about UUSC's disaster justice work and our response to the recent earthquake in Haiti. I'm Reverend Mary Catherine Morn, and I'm president of UUSC. For 8 decades, the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee has sought to respond when crisis strikes, always with an eye towards supporting communities that are overlooked and not engaged with by large humanitarian organizations. This work has led us to the larger disaster justice movement, building resilience and capacity, advocating for justice and human rights in relief and recovery, understanding that intersectional systems of oppression cause disproportionate harm to communities of color and other communities impacted by these systems. We are grateful for the trust you have placed in us again and again to reach out on your behalf in times of crisis so that relief and recovery happen within a human rights framework and with a long view of sustainability and restoration. I know that many of you are aware of and were touched by UUSC's work in Haiti after the 2010 earthquake. Many of you supported the development of the eco-villages with your financial gifts. Thank you. As soon as we received word of the latest catastrophic earthquake, on the heels of assassination and political turmoil, and in the midst of a terrible COVID outbreak, we reached out to allies and former partners to understand the impacts and how we might respond. We are determining our first steps now, driven by our commitment to support grassroots-led recovery. Already, we have seen an incredible response to our appeal for financial support. Thank you if you have already made a gift. If not, we hope you will consider joining with us in this effort by making a donation to our Emergency Response Fund, either as a part of a congregational collection or through our website, www.uusc.org. Thank you so much for your support.
Due to a technical glitch, the first few words were lost in Alyssa's introduction of Aaron Lindahl Martin.
It's just that Aaron is someone I really care about, and it's hard for me to read her words because they're really hitting me in the heart. But I'm going to hold space for her because she deserves it.
And we hold space for you, Alyssa.
Thank you. I'm a crier. Cry with me. With the UU, I found a place where I can just say it. It hurts too much to claim. Instead of judgment, I found offers to help, armed with masks, distance, open windows, and Lysol. UUs have stopped by just to take out my trash or carry in the big jug of cat litter. Those are small projects, but it's huge that they take the time to do them. Whether by directly helping with tasks or contributing to the community fund to pay for a cleaner. I've benefited from so much compassion and generosity. I keep learning the staggering value of people who will go out of their way to literally lighten my load. I'll always feel a sense of shame, but the kindness of UUC members cuts through that shame, letting in the warmth of community, the light of hope, the light of home. Our homes are our sanctuaries, but also have become our offices, our meeting rooms, our cocktail bars, and coffee shops. Oh, thank you, Aaron. That was an honor to read that. So beautiful.
It's so beautiful that we have created a safe space for people to have that sort of compassion and to be able to celebrate everyone's gifts. And I'd like to take this time of end this time of meditation with words by the UU President Susan Gray that she sent to all of us leaving worship last week. Rev Gray says, "I know that making decisions for a community in the midst of a global pandemic is unbelievably stressful. It can feel like both too much and not enough at the same time. However, the real heart of what we do is our creative, emergent, and life-saving ministry in whatever forms and places it happens. Finding creative ways to help people connect to this faith that roots us in love and an abiding belonging to each other, to this earth, and to the holy by whatever name we know it, this is the meaning of our work. Blessed be." I'd like now to share a poem about hard times. It's called "Hey God," and it's by John Rodel. "Hey God." "Hey John." "I'm about to break." "Why do you think that is?" "Because life just keeps getting harder." "Then you need to become softer." "Huh?" And God said, "Here's the thing. Glass is hard, but it can shatter easily when dropped. Rock is hard, but it can be broken quickly with a drill. Gold is hard, but it can be melted in a blazing fire. So don't be so hard that you break down so easily. Be soft, like wet clay in the hands of a potter. Be soft, like river water in the summer. Be soft, like the breeze through a row of tall pines. All of those things survive, no matter what happens to them. They endure, because they haven't built their existence out of hard. Be soft with other people. Don't break them with your words. Don't let them break you with theirs. Be soft with yourself. Your heart is more cotton than iron. Your soul is wrapped in the softest of fabrics for a reason. The softer you become, the more you understand how precious all life is. Be more of cotton than you are of concrete. Love isn't cold granite. Love is shapeless. Love is like ocean water gently passing through your toes. In a word, where the hardness of diamonds helps determine its worth. Don't become one on yourself. Don't become one yourself. Become so soft that nothing can break you."
Let us welcome Jamie McReynolds. I feel lucky to have gotten to know Jamie throughout the pandemic, because Jamie's perspective on life and spirituality has been a real source of peace, hope, and ultimately resilience. And I'm sure I'm not alone in that feeling. Jamie, it is our honor to offer you our fullest attention.
Good morning. And thank you for the opportunity this morning to share a little bit about how this community has supported me during the pandemic. The service has been wonderful. It's a little intimidating to follow such powerful sharing. Probably many of you know that, I found Unitarian Universalism about 30 years ago in the San Francisco Bay Area, eventually ended up going to seminary and became a UU minister and served as a hospital and hospice chaplain. And in the process, I met Rev Pam, which ended me up here as, in university terms, a trailing spouse. But this community, this is my fifth UU community. And although I'm in kind of a privileged position, I feel like we have the strongest community that I've experienced as a UU. Many ways that this community supports me. The first one that came to mind was the Monday morning men's breakfast group, which has been a weekly source of support. And we've been meeting face-to-face outside whenever possible. After meeting on Zoom for the winter months, it's been great to meet face-to-face in the UUC picnic area with a Zoom option during the last few months. We have no set agenda, and every week I leave our meeting knowing a little more about each member of our group. And in the past couple of months, I've taken to getting there early. We meet at 7, but I get there before that so that I can walk the labyrinth. And that was a spiritual practice that I had before I moved to the East Coast. And it's nice to pick it up again and walking the labyrinth that was created by the Earth Spirit Sisters. And in being part of the breakfast group, I feel less alone in this pandemic time. Another source is the breakouts after our weekly Sunday service, which provides opportunities to meet new people and get to know people better whom I already know. One of the silver linings of our pandemic has been extending our UUC community to include people living in Meadows of Dan, you heard from Sarah this morning, and Fancy Gap, Cincinnati and New York, and even Italy. Other groups in our UUC community that helped me feel more connected during this pandemic include our men's group, our weekly Conversations on Faith book group, and my monthly Soul Matters group. I'm looking forward to being back together in person again soon, hopefully as soon as next week. As soon as it's safe to do so. As we continue to navigate the ongoing challenges of this pandemic, I was reminded of the very fitting words of the Reverend Wayne Arneson, who was a minister in Charlottesville, as well as other places. And his benediction in many of his services in Charlottesville was, "Take courage, friends. The way is often hard. The path is never clear, and the stakes are very high. Take courage, for deep down, there is another truth. You are not alone. We are not alone." I'm so grateful to be part of this community. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. We'll now hear from Ashley Spinks Dugan. Stephen mentioned during our planning process that he admired Ashley's introspection and her deep caring. I have also come to appreciate Ashley's ability to translate feelings into words and to provide compassionate clarity through her reflections. Let us be opened and transformed by Ashley's words.
Hi, guys. So recently I was talking on the phone with my sister Hannah, who's a very cool and smart college sophomore, and she's always down for a good rant session. And I was telling her about this really disappointing behavior of one of my best friends from college, which was related to COVID safety or, you know, lack thereof. And Hannah thought about it and said, "One thing about this pandemic is I think it's revealed who some people really are." And she's right. I mean, I don't think you can judge someone's entire worth or character based on one bad decision. But it's been more than that. Stress, tragedy, needs for compassion, and interruptions in routine, these things test us and ask us to rise to the occasion. And I can feel myself getting more distant from these collegiate relationships, some of which I'm sure is the natural progression of life as we all grow and change and move farther away from each other. But some of it, I think, is due to the fact that I needed a different kind of network, people who know me as a full adult and support the life that I'm building now. And UUC, for me, has answered that call in spades. Over the past year, I've gotten married, I've been fired from a job, searched for a new one, dealt with familial sickness and health scares, and like the rest of us, lived through a pandemic, which besides the public health risk, meant being robbed of many things that brought me comfort and joy. But UUC was always there for me. Serving on the Committee on Ministries, helping with projects like the virtual auction, planning book club meetings and socially distanced quarter lifers events, all these things helped me feel productive and valuable when many aspects of our life were at a standstill and imagining the future was difficult. Even when we couldn't attend in-person services, seeing UU members at meetups, outside, or even at the grocery store reminded me that I have a community here, not to come back to after the pandemic is over, but that is always around the corner for me. And knowing that I was part of that community made me want to be worthy of it. So to circle back to the beginning, yes, people have disappointed me during this past year, but I've also made mistakes and had failings too, as we all have. And UU became a more salient part of my identity, even as I was physically separated from the church, because I leaned on it for guidance and remembered it in moments when I wanted to succumb to my lesser angels. Rev Pam used this quote in a sermon once. With no offense to her, I don't really remember what the sermon was about, but I liked the quote so much that it's written on a sticky note on my desktop. And it says, "Keep fresh before me the moments of my high resolve." In other words, it's a prayer that even when we're tested, we'll remember what it felt like when we were inspired to be the best version of ourselves. And so many times over the past year, I've asked myself, what kind of person do I want to be? What kind of wife? What kind of friend? What kind of community member? And if I call myself a UU, am I earning that? Am I honoring that? UU helped me keep myself close when so much of my life was stripped away. And it reminded me that everyone that I interact with has inherent worth and dignity. And so I should act that way, act accordingly. And so that's what makes me so grateful for it. And thanks for listening.
I'm so glad that Ashley shared that quote from Howard Thurman.
It is my honor to introduce our final speaker, Gretchen Luke. Gretchen's words will also serve as our benediction, which feels like a beautiful circle because Gretchen was one of our very first speakers on Zoom, showing us that deep community and connection were both still possible even online. Gretchen, we meet your words with great appreciation.
Wow, what a beautiful service this has been. The words are unbelievable and resonate with so much of me, and I'm sure lots of other people. Through this year and a half of this COVID and lots of transition for everybody, people learning to use the Zoom, which like others has been very valuable to many of us so that we can participate despite not being together. It has been a transition for everybody and myself, and through the Zoom and UU being there for me, I greatly enjoyed being able to be a part of the Soul Matters group and sharing through that, processing, growing. Also, the meditation group was very valuable to be able to find some time for myself as a nurse and dealing directly with this COVID situation. And it has just been hard for all of us. Being a nurse, it is unbelievable what is out there. And with that, I just really want to encourage people as we try to get back together that how important it will be as we get out into the community as well to still social distance, get your vaccines, wear your mask, stay healthy, eat well, drink, rest, and just take care of yourself and one another's with emotional support. Ask for help. I love that we are there for you as the UU community. and we are there to help. I am there to help. I know my mother, Cynthia, runs around helping everybody in any capacity of healthcare, and we will still be there. One other request, there is a huge need of giving blood, and that is a free and easy thing that you can do. I have done it this morning before church, and with giving this little talk, I just said, I'm going to put a little blurt out there. So it only takes about an hour of your time. It's free, and we need it. So I thank you to all of y'all, the words, the support, the comfort. I look forward to being back together, but also having that option to Zoom and be together in that aspect as well. Have a beautiful week, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Gretchen. Have a beautiful week. We blow out our candles. We will see you soon.